The following article was published in Great Health Guide in March 2017. Great Health Guide is a free monthly magazine for women and is available at www.greathealthguide.com.au. This article is entitled Improving Fine Motor Skills and is written by Deb Hopper. Sometimes it's the little things in life that make the biggest difference, and sometimes the little things in life can be the most difficult. Many children struggle with fine motor skills or the ability to use their fingers to get the little things done. This might include doing up buttons, zips, doing up shoelaces, playing with their favourite construction toys such as Lego, holding cutlery, or helping to pour themselves a drink, just for a few examples. There are three main reasons why children might find these day-to-day things difficult to do. These are hand and body strength, dexterity and finger coordination, and the ability to plan what they need to do. Practicing these skills at home can be easy, fun, and low cost to do. If your child continues to struggle, please contact your occupational therapist, preschool or school teacher for some more ideas. So here are five top tips for making the little movements easier. Number one. Sometimes a child finds it hard to control fine finger movements needed in things such as drawing or Lego because they don't have a stable body base. We need to have strong core postural muscles and good control of big arm movements before we can do small movement tasks such as drawing. Body strengthening activities such as swimming, trampolining, or lying on a skateboard and pushing themselves along helps children to create a strong postural core, arms and legs, to act as a solid base for finger-based coordination tasks. Number two, sometimes children also need to strengthen their hands and arm muscles so they have the strength to open milk containers, lunch boxes, or the toothpaste. Just like adults go to the gym to strengthen our big muscles, children can also strengthen their hand muscles. For younger children, pull out the Play-Doh and roll snakes, pinch patterns and make snails. For older children, they need extra resistance, so try plasticine or a soft to medium strength Therapati for hand strengthening. Or think outside the box and get them to paint the fence. This activity is cheap, and the large arm movements needed will help strengthen their arms. For strengthening their little fingers, buy a cheap water sprayer and give them the job of watering the pot plants. It's a great strengthening activity and will help you too. Number three, if your child is struggling with a daily task, such as tying his or her shoelaces, help to give them the feeling of success. Backward chaining is a great way to build confidence in fine motor skills. This means you complete most of the task and then they do the last part. You say, well done, and build up their self-esteem. The next time you do one less step and coach them in what to do to complete the last two steps, giving praise at the end. Continue this until they can do the whole task. Number four. Play the Tell You What To Do game. This game is great for children who struggle with planning or motor planning. Start with bigger movements while they learn the rules of the game, for example, jumping. Get them to tell you what their body is going to do when they do the activity, for example, jump. For example, for jumping, you need to bend your knees, put your bottom backwards, push up, jump, and land. Once they get used to telling you how to do these bigger tasks, get them to tell you how to do things with their fingers. For example, ask them to tell you how they'll pick up their glass of milk at breakfast time. This could be reach out, open my hand, pick up the cup, move towards my mouth, take a drink, and put it back on the table. Connecting thoughts of planning words into action can help create links in the brain to make fine motor skills easier. And number five, you don't need to buy lots of fancy toys with bells and whistles to improve motor skills. The best way to learn is to use and practice with containers, jars, lunch boxes, opening cereal boxes, or helping to pack the dishwasher. If your child is finding a particular task difficult, say stop, think, breathe, and what is your plan? Once we can stop and get a plan together, it can help to overcome feelings and responses of frustration. It can also make learning the tasks easier and creates the best feedback pathways to the brain for the next level of learning. So the next time your child is struggling with something fiddly, say stop, think, breathe, and ask what their plan is. Think about what fun and low-cost games you can do with them to make it easier next time. Deb Hopper is an occupational therapist and an Amazon number one best-selling author. Deb can be contacted via her website www.lifeskillsforkids.com.au. That's lifeskillsforkids.com.au. For more Great Health Guide articles, visit the website www.greathealthguide.com.au.